You are listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Radio is not free. Well, maybe for you, the listener, it is, but here at KNNA 95.7 FM, not so much. Every year, there are expenses that must be met. The only way for that to happen is if a fantastic person, such as yourself, donates to KNNA The Cross. Come on over to thecross957.org for more information and to donate. Help keep this station alive and well. Once again, that is thecross957.org.
KNNA FM 95.7 is radio. Radio is a communication medium, nothing more. KNNA is designed to be confessional Lutheran, Lutheran community informative, and family and entertainment. Our broadcasting can assist the shut-in who can't come to church on Sunday. It can help the hospitalized for the same reason. It can help the person whose work schedule is unfriendly to Sunday morning worship, all so that the Word of God might be heard. Yes, there is a level of outreach connected to FM 95.7. But FM 95.7 is not the church. It is not intended to take the place of the congregation or its pastors or their work. It is FM radio, a communication medium. We are all volunteer. Most of our programming is automated. There is no office or staff or phone watch. If there are pastoral concerns that you would like assistance with, or you would like to speak with our pastors, please contact Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 402-423-7639 during normal business hours, or come by the church at 3825 Wildbriar Lane. We'll be happy to assist you.
Six, seven, eight.
Howdy ho there. This is Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey.
Enthusiasm. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I know. I remember last week's show, we were a little squirrely.
Yes. Varamosh. So. Varamosh.
We'll see how what we end up to after the end of today's show.
So I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are here bringing you some amazing music tonight. As always, we are here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Like I said, right here, 95.7 FM. Also check us out if you want. If you're not able to catch it on the radio, you can download the app, which is KNNA Good Shepherd Radio. Check out the app. You can listen to us anytime. Tune in. It's pretty awesome. I love it. It's really nice to be able to listen on the go, especially out of town, too. So,
yes.
So, yeah. Tonight, we are going to start our show off with a Broadway show called Fun Home.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, hey Daddy, come here, okay? I need you. What are you doing? I said, come here. You need to do what I tell you to do. Listen to me. Daddy, come here. Hey, right here, right now, you're making me mad. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I wanna play airplane. I wanna play airplane. I wanna play airplane. I wanna put my arms out and fly. Like the Red Baron and the Sopwith Camel. No, wait. Like Superman up in the sky. Till I can see all of Pennsylvania.
Hey, give me a hand.
What'd you get, Daddy?
Right.
It's from Clyde Gibbons' barn. What a haul. He said, take what you want. I said, Clyde, are you sure? He said, it's all junk to me. I said, okay, Clyde, okay. Come on, take a look. You go to auctions, yard sales, comb the dump, and crap, there's crap, there's crap, there's... Hey, what's this?
More crap?
No. Linen. This is linen. Gorgeous Irish linen. See how I can tell? Right here, this floating thread, you see, that's what makes it damask. And the weight, this drape, and the pattern crisp and clear. See how it's made from mat and shine. It's tattered here, but all the rest, how beautiful, how fine. Okay, okay, what else? Crap. Dead mouse.
Oh, can I have it?
It's all yours. What's this? Silver? Is this silver? Is this junk or silver? With polish we can tell. I love how tarnish melts away, opening to luster. And the mark, is there a mark? Yes, this stamp you see right here. That's how the craftsman leaves a sign that he was here and made his work so beautiful, so fine. This has traveled continents to get here and crossed an ocean of time and somehow landed in this box under a layer of crime. I can't abide romantic notions of some vague long ago. I want to know what's true, dig deep into who and what and why and when, until now gives way to then.
Did you ever imagine I'd hang on to your stuff, Dad? Me either. But I guess I always knew that someday I was going to draw you in cartoons. Yes, Dad, I know. You think cartoons are silly, but I draw cartoons, and I need real things to draw from because I don't trust memory. But God, this thing is ghastly. You were so ecstatic when you found it at a yard sale. No, no, wait. In Mr. Gibbons' barn, it all comes back, it all comes back, it all comes back. There's you, and there's me, but now I'm the one who's 43 and stuck. I can't find my way through, just like you. Am I just like you?
A sign that he was here.
I can't abide romantic notions of something long ago.
I want to know what's true, dig deep into who and what and why and when. Until now gives way to then. What is true? This has traveled to death.
My dad and I were exactly alike.
I see everything.
Caption, my dad and I were nothing alike.
I'm Superman.
My dad and I...
But Daddy, come back!
That was the song It All Comes Back by Beth Malone from the 2015 Broadway show Fun Home. We have never actually played that on here before.
No, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
Because I like it. Yeah. When this show originally came out, it actually came out as an off-Broadway musical and then moved to Broadway. So it originally came out in 2014 and then moved in 2015 to Broadway.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so the off-Broadway album that was the cast recording of it actually opened at number 2 on the Billboard Top Cast Album chart.
Oh, wow.
Side note, I didn't even know they had that chart. Did you? Because I didn't.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay. Because I know Hamilton was on the R&B or rap chart, like regular mainstream music.
Oh,
it opened in like the top 10. It finally got up there.
Dang.
So I knew about that chart. Anyway, so they said that was a pretty big feat for an off-Broadway. That's pretty
common.
So anyway, then it moved to Broadway, and it in 2015 was nominated for 12 Tonys, winning 5. And the album, the Broadway album, won the 2016 Tony.
Cool.
For Best Musical.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. We have some Seussical the Musical.
On the 15th of May, in the jungle of Newell, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant heard a small noise.
Stop splashing. He looked toward the sound.
That's funny,
thought Horton.
There's no one around.
Then he heard it again.
Just a very faint yelp,
as if some tiny person were calling for help. I'll help you,
said Horton.
But who are you and where?
He looked and he looked, he could see nothing there.
But a small speck of dust blowing past,
shh,
through the air. I say, how confusing. I've never heard tell of a small speck of dust that was able to yell. So you know what I think? I think there must be someone on top of that small speck of dust. Some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool. He has no way to steer. He's alone in the universe. I'll just have to save him, because after all, a person's a person, no matter how small. A person's a person, no matter how small.
Gently and using the greatest of care, the elephant stretched his reach long through the air. And he lifted the dust speck and carried it over and placed it down
safe
on a very soft clover.
That was Horton, Here's a Who, sung by Kevin Chamberlain from the 2001 Broadway show, Seussical the Musical. And now, a time of factoids with Ashley the Amazing.
Wow, I like it. Thank you. If you want to travel with me wherever I go and just like throw that out as I enter a room, we'll do
totally.
It.
Totally.
Okay, great.
All right.
So, surprisingly enough, I didn't have to do much research per se. I was actually watching a documentary because I'm a nerd. And that's all I do about Dr. Seuss.
Cool.
I know. So
what'd you learn?
Well, while he was alive, he ended up having two marriages. The second marriage lasted much longer. And actually, he was married to her when he passed away. But while he was alive, there actually was, like, not any merchandise. Like, you couldn't find... All you could find was books.
Oh.
There was no movie plays. There was no movies, no plays. There was not even a thought to do it. There was no... extra merchandise, because he didn't want to go into that realm. It wasn't until he passed away that his wife decided to open it up, to then start making The Grinch and all of these other movies.
Wow.
And other productions.
That's pretty cool.
Released it to do Broadway plays. And she wanted to do it to help to spread the word, because he had started the whole thing because of kids and their illiteracy and, like, poor kids. So he specifically wrote a curriculum, or, like, wrote books that were easy for kids to read. And that's kind of how it got the basis of it. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's good for him to do that. Yeah. I mean, and he also, what book was it that he wrote and he only used 50 words?
Was it Green Eggs and Ham?
I think it was Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
For some reason,
that was actually his second book.
So I had actually when we were in Colorado a couple months ago, we were talking with a guy and I was like, oh, is it Go Dog Go? And then we were like, wait, Dr. Seuss didn't actually write Go Dog Go. Mm-hmm. It's a suit. It was the Dr. Seuss brand, mm-hmm. or the, what am I wanting to say?
Franchise.
Like, yes. Like they purchased that and mm-hmm. they helped make Go Dog Go. Mm. But it wasn't Dr. Seuss who wrote it. And I totally was like, whoa, mind blown.
Yeah, well, and I
had no idea.
I watched this documentary like 4 weeks ago, you know? And I thought, I'll never retain that information. And then you put it on the schedule, and I was like, ha, I didn't have to do any research. Done and done.
Fantastic. We've got a little Barbara Streisand for y'all.
To live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir? Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot. Hey, Mr. Onsteel, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my
Man, I love me some Barbara.
Yeah. Do you know that was the highest grossing film of
Barbara's?
Of 1968.
Oh, okay.
Sad, that was leading you there, wasn't it?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was Don't Rain on My Parade, made famous by Miss Barbara Streisand herself in the 1968 film Funny Girl.
Yeah, so in the movie, the line, "Hello, gorgeous," was actually voted as number 81 movie quotes by the American Film Institute out of 100.
That's cool.
I am assuming, which I didn't even look. It's going to need a bigger boat. Or no, we're going to need a bigger boat. It's probably on there too.
Yeah.
Even that was ad-libbed, but from Jaws, yeah. If nobody knows that.
Yeah.
The five people who don't know.
Or like, Soylent Green is people. Oh, I should have probably said, spoiler alert, and then said that line. Or, well, because in the movie, you don't know what it is in Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, with Charlton Heston. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, whatever. What are also some other famous lines? I bet there's, well, Toto, I don't think we're in any Kansas anymore.
Yeah. Good morning, Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Vietnam. I don't know how he says it, but that was on there.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Was it probably Queen of the World? Or is it King of the World? What's the one from Titanic where they're sitting
on the King of the World?
I am. Well, it's both Rose there too, so I forgot. It's like I know
these. He says it first by himself when he's with his friend.
That's true. He does, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
See, it's been forever since I've.
These are the things that I remember. I'm not good at anything else. I fail at math, but when it comes to movie quotes or movie scenes or anything about movies, I'm your gal.
It's just your end names. You're really good at remembering names.
I am.
This is why we're good at doing trivia together.
Yes, very much.
Because I'll
so.
Start and I'll help try to trigger that memory, and then you pull in with the actual like titles of things. Because I'm terrible with titles.
Yeah. One good movie that came out in the 80s with Mr. Bill Murray was Groundhog Day, and they have officially made a Groundhog Day musical.
So excited.
I know. So here we go.
Drove out of town, took a right onto a northbound highway. Was it really only yesterday? If I had known what now I know, maybe I would have taken a moment, maybe looked over my shoulder, maybe shed a tear. Now I'm here. A storm blew in, overwhelmed me sometime late this morning. Spent a lifetime seeking signs, reading lines, trying to forecast the future, always staying a day ahead. Well, that was the idea, but I'm seen it all, but sure by now I knew this place. I swear that I knew every hair, each line upon your face. I thought the only way to better days was through tomorrow, but I know now that I know now that I know nothing, but I'm here. And I'm fine, and I'm seeing you for the first time. I'm all right, and I'm seeing you for the first time. Thank you.
Seeing You, sung by Andy Carl, Barrett Bedas, and Tim Minchin in the original Broadway cast of the Groundhog Day musical from 2017. Broadway musical, Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Ashley, guess what?
What?
Do you know what everybody's been listening to?
Us.
No, seriously. Notes from the stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And here is Steamboat Willie.
I'm malicious, mean, and scary. My sneer could curdle dairy. And violence-wise, my hands are not the cleanest. But despite my evil look and my temper and my hook, I've always yearned to be a concert pianist. Can't you see me on the stage performing Mozart? Tickling my eyebrows till they gleam. Yep, I'd rather be called deadly for my killer show tune medley. Thank you! Cause way down deep inside I've got a dream.
He's got a dream, he's got a dream.
CIA not cruel and vicious as I seem. Though I do like breaking femurs, you can count me with the dreamers. Like everybody else, I've got a dream.
Scars and lumps and bruises, plus something here that oozes. And let's not even mention my complexion. But despite my extra toes and my goiter and my nose, I really wanna make a love connection. Can't you see me with the special little lady rowing in a rowboat down the stream? Though I'm one disgusting blighter, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Cause way down deep inside I've got a dream. I've got a dream.
He's got a dream.
I've got a dream.
He's got a dream.
And I know one day romance will reign supreme. Though my face leaves people screaming, there's a child behind it dreaming. Like everybody else, I've got a dream.
Toe would like to quit and be a florist. Gunther does interior design.
Ulf is into mine.
Attila's cupcakes are sublime.
Bruiser knits killer souls,
Fender's
little puppet shows,
and Vladimir collects ceramic unicorns.
I have dreams like you, no really, just much less touchy-feely. They mainly happen somewhere warm and sunny, on an island that I own, tending rested and alone, surrounded by enormous piles of money.
I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
I just want to see the floating lanterns gleam. And with every passing hour, I'm so glad I left my tower. Like all you lovely folks, I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
He's got a dream.
They've got a dream. We've got a dream. So our differences ain't really an extreme.
Call us brutal,
sick, sadistic,
and grotesquely optimistic.
Cause way down deep inside we've got a dream.
I've 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 got a dream.
Yes, way down deep inside I've got a dream. Yeah!
I've got a dream, which was sung many, many times, sung by Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi and the rest of the cast. But Zachary Levi actually was in a musical that we played a couple weeks ago, in fact, called She Loves Me.
Yes.
You should definitely check out that musical. Good songs. I love Zachary Levi's voice. It's pretty good. And that was from the 2010 Disney film Tangled.
Thank you.
Cruella de Vil. That's it.
Cruella de Vil, Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. To see her is to take a sudden chill. Cruella, Cruella, she's like a spider waiting for the kill. Look out for Cruella de Vil. At first you think Cruella is a devil, but after time has worn away the shock, you come to realize you've seen her kind of eyes watching you from underneath a rock. This vampire bat, this inhuman beast, she ought to be locked up and never released. The world was such a wholesome place until Cruella, Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. The main voice that you heard in there, which I think actually is the only voice that you hear in there, is sung by Bill Lee from the 1961 film 101 Dalmatians. And it is actually getting turned into a live-action film for the second time.
Yeah, I think they're just
I don't know what was wrong with the original, like the first live-action film they did with Glenn Close as Cruella de Vil. I'm really excited about that. Now, granted, okay, they're making Cruella de Vil a live-action film.
Yeah.
So it's not 101 Dalmatians, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do something for the streaming channel.
Oh, okay.
As one. I don't know if they're making like a new series of
it. Which should be coming out in November.
I know. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Because also they'll have Lady and the Tramp, speaking of dogs and Disney.
And Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And who, okay, so they also said the other day, Emma Stone is going to be playing Cruella de Vil. Rumors really? Of Emma Stone playing Cruella de Vil. Yep. I promise.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I love Emma Stone.
Her, but I don't know if I like her as that.
No, I
agree. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll give the old college try.
Okay. Well, good for you. Good. Next up, we have a song from one of Ashley and I's absolutely favorite.
Top five for me.
Whoop whoop. Musicals.
Oh, when you feel downhearted, you must remember this. Things never are as bad as they could be. When friends have all departed, there's one you'll never miss. I'll be right with you. You can count on me.
Yeah, you can count on me. You can count on me.
As the adding machine once said, you can count on me.
If you committed murder and got caught like a dope and had to hang until your life was done, I'd holler, go no further, boys, fetch another rope. I'm hanging with a mile, stick to your son.
Yeah, I'll stick to your son.
I'll always be beside ya.
I'll stick to your son.
We'll go through life together, as the fly paper told the fly. I'll stick to your son.
Yeah, stick to you.
Your mother, a million miles from home. Oh, think of how you once clung to her knee. Although there is no other on land or sea or foam, when you're in town, kid, you can cling to me.
Ah!
Cling to me. Cling to me.
Cling to me. Cling to me.
You can cling to me.
If through a lot of foolery you lost your last red cent, I wouldn't even stop to ask you why.
Ask you why?
I'd pawn my mother's jewelry, I'd steal my sister's rent. It's all for you, kid, you can milk me dry.
You can milk me dry. You can milk me dry.
As the cow to the farmer said,
you can milk me dry.
It still has got one of my all-time favorite. It's not even really a quote, but more of just a word.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite singer in that is Alice Pierce. She's really obnoxious voice in there. I love her character. She's so funny and just very pow. Yeah, that was "You Can Count on Me" from the 1949 film "On the Town."
So yeah, I remember when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And in high school, I remember one day I had something about my hippodrome hurts, and nobody else in our friend group got it. Nobody. It was like crickets, except for you. You started laughing. You're like, ah, that's from out of town. And went on, and I was like, ah, soulmate.
And look at us now.
Yeah. Yep. That's good stuff.
Yeah. That musical is so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Gene Kelly and Jules Munchen. So he is hilarious in that. Hilarious. Especially in the scene where he, oh, what's her name? Ann Miller thinks that he looks just like a caveman. Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorite scenes. And I've showed your showed Penny that.
Oh, really?
We were, like, dancing it out to it, and she thought it was hilarious.
Good. She hasn't really been into, like, musicals yet. Like, the actual, like, The Wizard of Oz and stuff.
Yeah,
kinda, like,
shown,
Sound of Music,
yeah,
stuff like that. So
that one night we had watched it at my house, some Wizard of Oz. It was tail end of that, and then right after that was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, okay. Did she like that one?
Yeah, she did. She liked
the Oompa Loompas, right?
Yeah. She could care for anything. She liked the burping fizzy, the
when they fly
in the room. She was all about that.
You want the that reminds me of The Office, but it's the anti-gravity area or whatever where they can fly up into the ceiling.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she was about that, and she liked the Oompa Loompas.
Aww.
Oh, she could care less. She did like the goose or the geese or whatever.
That lay the golden eggs. That's pretty cool. So, yeah. All right. On that note, what else is really cool is the Prince of Egypt.
So I'll be with you when you dream.
That was the beautiful song Deliver Us, sang by Ofra Haza and Eden Regal.
Yeah,
I tried. 1998 film Prince of Egypt. That is one of Ashley's all-time favorites as well.
It is. And the soundtrack is
to die for, darling.
It really is. I mean, the movie's really good, but the soundtrack, I think, is probably the best out of the two. I love it. I wanted to pick that one. They just announced it's going to West End in 2020.
Oh, really?
It's going to be playing there for at least a year, and then it will probably, I don't know if they'll keep going or not, and they just now also announced the cast. So I know we've talked about it a few weeks past, probably more over a month ago now.
Cool.
That it was going there, and they didn't have any idea for the cast yet. But for the movie itself, do you know only 5 actors/actresses did all of the speaking and singing voices?
Really?
Minus like the big chorus parts, like with all of the actors. But yeah, minus that, it was only the 5 actors.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Didn't you say like Steve Martin?
Yeah, Steve Martin and Martin Short also did their character dialogues, but when they recorded everything, they did it together.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Then they actually had the banter to kind of play off of each other and stuff, I bet.
Yes.
So, well, everybody, it's coming to the end of our show, which is really sad.
It is.
Ashley and I have a couple things here. So, 1, we are needing a producer.
Yes, please.
If you or anybody you know who would love to volunteer, yes, I said volunteer, I will pay you in food, though. I bring food up here quite often.
And wealth of knowledge.
And wealth of knowledge, yes.
Broadway.
Broadway and movie musicals. If you know somebody or you are whatever, contact us. Be our producer. It's a lot of fun up here. It gets hard sometimes. I would really like to be able to just sit and concentrate on the music and the information rather than trying to figure out, okay, we've got this many minutes of the of the show left. There's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to running a radio station.
And we only need about 2 hours of your time.
Exactly. We get up here about 4:30. We leave about 6:15, 6:30.
Yep.
So it's not a painful task, I promise. It's a lot of fun. Ashley and I are awesome people, as you already know.
Yes, please. Yes.
So spread the word. If you know anybody who would like to be a producer, let us know. Also, people can contact us to let us know, Ashley, at what?
You can email us at notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can always send us a message on Facebook, which if you just search Notes from the Stage, you will find us. While you're there, also like our page and click follow.
Whoop, whoop.
And then you can also follow us on Twitter at NFTS957. And we also have an email.
Yes. Notes from the Stage.
Nope.
Sorry. What?
What did I just say?
An email?
Yeah. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say webpage.
We have a website. Oh, my goodness gracious. It is thecross957.org. Check us out. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Live long and prosper.